The bond is posted and his gag order expanded. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Former President Trump posted the $175 million appeal bond Monday night in his civil fraud case.
It will stop the clock on collection and then prevent the state from seizing his assets while he appeals. A court lowered the bond last week from its original amount of $464 million. Trump was ordered to pay that amount after a judge found he fraudulently inflated the value of his properties.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Separately, the judge in his criminal hush money trial expanded the gag order against the former president days after a fiery rant that named the judge's daughter. The expanded order prohibits the former president from mentioning family members of the court and prosecutors. Iran blames Israel for an airstrike in Syria that killed one of Iran's top generals.
This rare daytime strike killing top Iranian general Mohammad Sahadi. Sahadi is a man responsible for the weapon shipments from Iran to places like Lebanon and Syria. Reports indicate six other members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps were killed in the strikes.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. The founder of the World Central Kitchen that feeds people in war and disaster zones says his organization has lost several of its international volunteers and is in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Chef Jose Andres says he is heartbroken. Israel says it is investigating the circumstances of this tragic incident. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says they've opened a temporary channel near the Key Bridge.
The temporary channel will be marked with government lights to aid navigation and will have a controlling depth of 11 feet.
The channel will enable crews to get more boats to the bridge, continue clearing the wreckage, and search for the bodies of the missing four workers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Florida Supreme Court clears the way for two important measures to be on the ballot in November.
The first measure would protect the right to an abortion after the state, in back-to-back years, passed tougher restrictions currently being challenged in court. However, parents would be required to be notified before a minor could undergo the procedure. The second measure would determine whether or not to allow companies that grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. That essentially would make recreational marijuana use legal. The state had argued against placing either issue on the ballot for voters to decide. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
A man suspected of being involved in the killing of a New York City police officer last week makes his first court appearance.
The man accused of driving the car during NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's murder appeared in a Queens, New York courtroom. Lindy Jones is his name. He faces several weapons charges and he faces 15 years in prison if convicted. In this specific case, but 15 additional years for a separate open weapons case from last year. His next court date is April 16th. The judge deemed him a flight risk, so he's being held without bail. Diller leaves behind a one-year-old son and his widow, who during his funeral called on New York's elected officials to do more to protect police officers.
Fox's Nate Foy. Two Broadway actors become victims of crimes in one day. New York police say a panhandler robbed the Notebook actor John Cardoza at a Manhattan Dunkin' Donuts on Easter afternoon. That night in Central Park, a homeless man allegedly struck Boardwalk Empire actor Michael Stuhlbarg in the neck with a rock. And Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros threw the first no-hitter of the major leagues this season, blanking the Toronto Blue Jays 10-0 Monday night. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.